My granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, ever since Abner, posing as a fortune teller, predicted to Sister Simpson and Widow Abernathy that a man, probably Lum, would propose to them, each one of those worthy women has been doing her best to draw forth this proposal from the bashful Lum. At any rate, they think that it's only his bashfulness that's holding him back. Last night, Lum was forced into having supper with both of them. And today, as we look in on the little community, we find a very miserable Lum just entering the Jot 'em Down store and library. Really.
Morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner.
Doggies, I got to thinking maybe you weren't coming down to the store today.
That's what I've been thinking, too.
Wonder
if I could pull a draft board about my age and join the Navy.
Join the Navy?
Yeah. I'd be willing to start in as a private. Junior grade, even.
How long you're away on the too old for that, and you know it. They wouldn't take you in the Navy.
No, I reckon not.
Of course not.
Wish I could go away from her, though.
Go away?
Well, life just ain't worth living in this town no more. Leastways, not for me, it ain't.
You mean on account of Sister Simpson and the Widow Abernathy?
Abner, don't mention them two names in my presence again, especially when I'm here. Do you understand?
Excuse me.
From now on, them two names are very potent. Verboten. That means don't say them or you'll get a whop on the head. That's what they mean.
Now,
let's sit down here and me and you'll have a war-saving staff meeting. We ain't had one yet this week.
No, we ain't. What's the meeting going to be about, Lum?
About selling bonds, naturally.
Yeah.
We went 2 days here without hardly even selling a stamp. So we got to get some new ideas to keep the campaign running.
You don't think that fortune-telling ideas are working no longer, huh?
No, we done used that up. We were all right for a while.
Yeah.
You've told Mike and I everybody's fortune in town.
Yeah, Mike and I, yeah.
Besides, I don't want to take no more chances on you doing any more damage with that.
Damage?
Yeah, you've got me into all the trouble I can stand. You and your mystical predictions. Making them think I was going to pre-pose to them.
Well, Lum, I just told Sister Simpson.
Mad every time I think about it.
Well, I just told them, Lum, them verboten or whatever they call them.
Just hash out. We ain't talking about that no more.
Oh.
It's a closed subject. Open and shut case. Son finished, ended, and concluded. Terminated. Now, concentrate on some ideas for the campaign.
I see.
Maybe we ought to study up some kind of a contest. Yeah, something where folks will have to buy a bond before they can get in it. Or before they can vote for something. Somebody like that.
Well, it's just about time to vote on election of the officers at the lodge.
No, I don't mean nothing like that. Besides, this has got to be something that the whole town can get in on. Something everybody's awful interested in.
Well, let's see. Contest. Whole town interested. Let me
think. Think hard.
Well, I am. Leastways, I'm trying to.
Well, close your eyes if you want to, like I'm doing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I'll see if that helps in here.
Got anything yet?
No. No change. It's just a little darker in here than it was, about all.
Nothing's coming to me, neither. County judge ought to squint his eyes up whenever he's studying.
Yeah, I saw him do so.
Yeah. I might have to get me a new co-chairman.
Well, now, Lum, it takes me a little time to get my ignorance to working good here.
Yeah, yes, it does.
You think of stuff all at once.
I reckon I wouldn't expect you to be as quick on this stuff as I am, anyway. Never was much of a fella for ideas.
Well, I get a few ideas now. Once in a while, I believe.
No good ones, though. You ain't what you'd call a lecture type, you know that.
No. I'm generally so busy thinking of other stuff, I just don't have much time to think.
That's just about what your trouble is.
Yeah, that's it.
Wish you'd come through with something for this, though. It's important.
Yeah, say it, Lum.
Yeah?
What happened at the supper last night with the widow and Sister Simpson? You know who.
Oh. There's something else we ain't talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the worst one evening I ever spent in my whole life. And I've sent some awful miserable ones, too.
What, did they make sheep eyes and giggle at you and all that stuff?
Oh, it was worse than that, Abner.
It was?
Kept calling me, you silly boy. Bashful thing.
Well.
Stuff like it. Then they straightened my necktie. Tell me I need the woman to take care of me because I said helpless.
Did you wear a necktie over there?
Oh, I figured I was going to be miserable during the evening anyways. May as well wear a necktie, too.
Yeah.
First one of them would tie it a little tighter, and then the other one would think she'd have to outdo the other one, so she'd tie it a little tighter. Finally, I had it tied to where I might not choke to death.
Well, I do, no.
Red in the face, my tongue lolling out. My face got right blue.
Fairly land face.
Well, it weren't no laughing matter. I can't even think about it. Both of them figured I was going to be alone with the other one for 2 seconds, so I had both of them hanging on me and leaning on me the whole time I was over there.
Well.
How I ever stood up under ordeals like that, I'll never know.
Well, the victims was good, though, weren't they?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, didn't you eat none of them? I hear they're even going to have meat for the supper.
Oh, they had meat, all right. You know what happened? Quick as we sat down at the supper table. Sister Simpson moved her chair so she'd be a little closer to where I was sitting. So then the widow moved her chair closer to me. So Sister Simpson had to move closer than that and kept that up till they had me squeezed in, twisted them so tight I couldn't hardly breathe.
Don't give that laugh to us all there.
Abner, stop that laughing. You don't realize what misery I was going through. That great big table in there and all three of us huddled up together looked like a setting hen with a bunch of baby chicks. I had my arms pinned down to where I couldn't raise my fork up to my mouth, or my knife either.
Toby, that must have been a sight.
Abner, I told you to stop laughing.
I ain't laughing. I'm just coughing. I got something stuck in my throat.
Keep your sounding cough, that's all I got to say.
Oh, I'm the peculiar sounding cougher there is in Pine.
Abner, there's just one thing you got to promise me, and that is don't tell nobody else about this mix-up between Sister Simpson and the widow.
So I ain't told a soul about it, from nobody.
If the folks ever heard about this, I'd be the laughing stock of this whole town.
Yeah, well, I won't give it away. I won't.
I see that you don't, too.
No.
Now, let's get back on our war savings meeting. We got to do something big here because we're behind on our quota, I think.
Yeah, well, let's see now. Contest, let's let me think.
Study hard.
Yeah, let's see.
Wonderful world.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Long.
Better not interrupt us, Cedric. We're having a meeting now.
Oh, good. I thought maybe you're busy.
Well, we are busy.
Well, say, Mr. Long, which one of them are you going to marry?
Huh?
What are you talking about, Cedric?
About you sparking at the widow and Sister Simpson. I'm betting on the widow.
Uh-oh.
Just a minute here. What about you hear about that, Cedric?
Oh, I heard Mom and Papa talking about it at the breakfast table this morning. They heard it from Ms. Bates, and Ms. Martin told her about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Mama, she's glad to hear you're finally going to get hitched and settled down.
Cedric, you better not talk no more now.
Papa, he says you ought to choose the widow, but Mama says Sister Simpson would make you the best woman, she says.
Cedric, just be quiet now. Forget
Papa says
it.
Sister Simpson took arm off of you. Oh, they got in an awful big argument. Oh, good boy. I thought they was going to separate one another.
Now, that's enough now, Cedric. Just be quiet now.
I got it, Abner. Now I know I'm going to join the Navy.
Well, now, Lord, maybe everybody ain't found out about it yet.
Well, they will, though. Just give them time.
Oh, they might not.
Ain't no one thing this town loves to do better than sit around and gossip.
Yeah, well, I don't believe they're going to gossip about this.
Howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, congratulations, Lum.
Oh, my.
Proud to hear you finally going to take the fatal step. Of course, you're going to have an awful hard time making up your mind which them two, I'll say that for you.
Grandpap, how about a game of checkers?
Oh, we can play that pigeon-toed game some other time, Abner. I got to give Mom some advice right now.
Well, I wouldn't do that now, Grandpap.
I don't need no advice from you or nobody else, Grandpap.
No.
Yes, you do, Mom. I don't want to see you make a mistake. Now, Charity says the widow's the one for you, but them wild young'uns of hers would drive you plumb stark raving mad crazy. Now, take Sister Simpson, Mom. Charlie Redfield agrees with me on that, too. You can just ask him.
Charlie Redfield, does he know about this, too?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Everybody's discussing it.
Oh, my.
Every which way you go, that's all you hear. Which one is Mom going to choose?
Hey, Mom, wait a minute. Mom, come back here now. Don't go out in the feed room, Mom.
I'm going out the back way, and I'm going home and hide.
Oh.
If anybody asks for me, tell them I'm somewhere in the Pacific.
But wait a minute now, Lum. Don't leave. Lum. Hey, Lum.
He's leaving, Mr. Abner.
Oh, I know he is.
Yeah, he's leaving, Abner. Fact is, he's left.
I can see that with my own eyes, Grandpap.
Your telephone's ringing too, Mr. Abner.
I can see that too, Cedric. I ain't blind. If that's wrong with me. Hello, Johnham Outdoor Library talking. Yeah, what is it you left Eve? Huh? You want to do what?
What's the slums all fired upset about, Abner?
Why, we ain't holding no election. Wait a minute. You listen. I know that you just gave me an idea there.
That's jubilant.
Yes, sir, you sure did.
I must have said
something. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll explain it to you later, you listen. It's a good or no. Goodbye. I know that I believe I got it, Grandpap. I sure have.
That's hot, Abner.
This is just what old Lum was looking for. The whole town can get in on it. Everybody will be interested.
What in the world are you talking about, Abner?
Now, Grandpap, you can print pretty good, can't you?
Oh, I don't like to brag on myself, but I can do it about as good as anybody I ever seen on it.
Well, I know it's good for you. You're working for the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff starting right now. Cedric, you can help him, too.
Oh, good. Am I on the committee, too?
Yes, sir. Hurry up, Grandpap, and I'll start printing up a great big sign. Only I reckon you Lissies ought to get the credit for this.
Big sign, huh?
Yeah, I never would have thought of this idea if he hadn't called up and said he was putting his vote on Sister Simpson.
Abner, simmer down and tell me what you wanted printed on the sign.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, across the top there, put, help Law make up his mind. And then underneath, like, buy a war bond and vote for your favorite, Ms. Simpson or Ms. Abernathy. I don't guess we'll just let old Lum a wife. And I know he'll like this idea because he was the one that wanted to get up a convoy.